Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's here and now, and we're continuing our election road trip in South Carolina, where GOP voters will make their choice in the presidential contest tomorrow, and Democratic voters will make their choice next Saturday. But even as the candidates, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, campaign in Nevada for tomorrow's caucuses there, volunteers and supporters here in South Carolina are working hard to get out the vote.
I was calling because we're talking with supporters like you, and we're dedicating the Buildings campaign that listens to South Carolinians. And I'm wondering.
At a roadside strip mall in Columbia, the Hillary Clinton campaign has taken over the old Kiki's Chicken and Waffles for a phone bank. Volunteers, young and old, are seated at large tables with scripts in front of them and cell phones, calling supporters and asking them to help, or at least to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And I was wondering if we can count on your support this weekend.
During our visit, the answer about volunteering was often no, but volunteer Robert Sawyer is glad he came anyway.
It's kind of tedious calling over and over again, but when you like see it working in the big picture, like electing the first woman president and just electing somebody into office, it's like a wow.
Charlotta Felder has a laundry list of reasons she wants Hillary Clinton to win, from education to incarceration to college affordability to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, I'm a great supporter of her, and I want to be sure that we win this election, and I'm not sure that the opposition will be able to win. So that's why I'm here.
You're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Yes, and Hillary embraces all of the issues that I'm concerned about, so I'm just very anxious to do as much as I can, which is a little phone call, to help her win.
Zach Crockford isn't a South Carolinian himself. He's from Massachusetts, went to school in Ohio, and had been working for a law firm in Washington, D.C. when he decided to become a full-time fellow for the Hillary Clinton campaign.
So I quit my job, and I came down here.
So what's it been like to be down here in South Carolina and talk to South Carolinians and try to get the vote out?
It's been really rewarding. I mean, you see all these ladies here. They're very serious about not only the first lady president, but someone who they feel is going to fight every day and actually get stuff done for them. And, you know, really talking to people on the ground every day, we go out and we knock on doors. And the overwhelming message from these folks is they need someone who's going to get stuff done for them. And that's been, you know, working for someone who they feel is going to do that and I feel is going to do that, working towards that kind of progress has been a great experience.
So where do you go after South Carolina?
That's a good question. Right now, I have planned right up until the 27th and I haven't even looked past it.
About 10 minutes north of there, canvassers for the Sanders campaign are going door to door looking for anyone who will listen. 56-year-old Jean-Marie Wittonsi makes his way around the block, keeping one eye out for residents and the other on his pedometer. So far, he's at 7,000 steps.
I got the good legs. You see?
He's quick to note the exercise is just an added benefit. His true passion is Bernie.
When I see somebody who said, oh, yes, I'm going to vote for Bernie, I feel good. When one person says that, I feel good. And in the evening, when I look at my steps and what I did in the day, I can sleep without any problem. I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to serve people. Yes, that's why I'm here.
Wittonsi grew up in Cameroon, but moved to the Columbia area years ago to teach French. He likes to move quick on his route, but one mention of the other side, and he stops dead in his tracks and dives deep into French philosophy.
The Republican, they don't care. They don't care because they always, the more money people get, the more advantages they give them. But Bernie said, please pay your share. You can make it happen. And we can leave a better world, period. We shouldn't be what Jean-Paul Sartre is, a French philosopher who said once, l'enfer c'est les autres, meaning the hell is the others. Like, you are my hell. I am your hell. No, we shouldn't live like that. Yes, sir. 327. Let me see if there's somebody in here.
On the opposite side of the street, Christina Spock tries another door, fingers crossed. Spock is 37. She grew up in Colombia, but after high school, she headed out of the South and off to places in Europe and California. Now she's back closer to family and feeling a bit like a fish out of water in conservative South Carolina. But she's not compromising on who she wants as the next president.
For me, I believe in voting for, you know, based on my core values. And so I believe that he really speaks to my core values, and making sure that we're focusing on building a middle class, yes, but also recognizing that poverty and racism is rampant in our country. And it's time for us to address that in a very powerful, very big way. And I feel like his campaign speaks to that.
One place where you'd expect to find a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters is a college campus. When we visited New Hampshire, it was hard to find college students supporting Hillary Clinton. So many of them were feeling the burn. But at Columbia College, a private women's college here, it's a mixed bag. Janae Chisholm is supporting Hillary Clinton.
I love both candidates, Hillary and Bernie. It's just that Hillary, she has a lot of experience. And also, I just feel that she will know how to work with the Republicans and the Democrats. Bernie is a little bit more extreme, and I don't know if the Congress would agree on all of his plans.
Extreme in what way?
Well, he always promotes himself as a Democrat socialist, and a lot of people, when they hear socialist, it kind of scares them a little bit. So that was one of my biggest, like, issues with him. But if he is elected, I will be happy, and I'll still vote for him.
If he gets the nomination, you would still vote for him?
Right. Yes, sir.
People can't see this on the radio, but you're African-American, and we've heard that a lot of African-Americans in South Carolina are, like you, supporting Hillary Clinton. Does race have anything to do with your decision?
No, it doesn't. And actually, a lot of my peers that are African-American like me, they told me that they're actually going for Bernie Sanders, you know, because of the college plan that he has and everything else. So I don't know. I actually think it's a mix-up.
What about the fact that Hillary Clinton is a woman? Does that matter to you?
No, it doesn't. When she ran in 2008, I was okay, again, for either President Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Columbia College student Chloe Madison has made a different choice for the Democratic primary here in South Carolina.
Bernie Sanders.
Because?
Personally, college issues are kind of a big deal to me, and I think that being able to tax Wall Street and have a plan in order to support free college, at least on the public sector, would be a really, really amazing kind of thing. I'm already looking at a lot of debt from going to a private school, so to kind of see my little brother's generation and then more college students be able to go without being mounds and mounds in debt is a really nice thing.
And when people look at that plan and say, how's he going to pay for that? What do you say?
Well, obviously, I think Bernie has a lot of different ideas, especially when it comes from taxing Wall Street and taxing the 1%.
What about the electability questions about Bernie Sanders?
Right. And I think Senator Sanders has a really, for me personally, a really good chance at winning the general election, especially with millennials. But Bernie shows hope, I think, and change in a nation that has been the same for a long time.
Would you support Hillary Clinton if she got the nomination?
Of course I would. Of course I would. Yeah. I think Hillary has a lot of really good ideas. I found Bernie a little bit more comforting.
And as with any group of voters, there are those who are torn. People like Sarah Keen.
I haven't decided.
You haven't decided?
I have not.
What is on your mind as you're thinking about which one to pick?
Paying for secondary education, but also health care. My sister is very sick, and so my mother is racked up in medical bills. And so healthcare has always been something really important to the family because we have so many medical bills due to my sister's illnesses.
And what are you hearing from the candidates on that issue?
Well, I know that Bernie Sanders is for universal healthcare overall, and I agree with that. A lot of countries in Europe have that, and it works very well for them. And while there's drawbacks to it, I think that the benefits overwhelm the drawbacks. I'm not sure where exactly Hillary Clinton stands. I think she's still more for the Obamacare side of things, which I think helps, but didn't solve the problem of the healthcare system in the United States.
Do you consider issues like electability?
Yes. That's one of the reasons that I'm so flip-flopping. I like Bernie Sanders' idea, but I'm not sure he's as electable as Hillary Clinton.
The latest polls here in South Carolina show Hillary Clinton with a double-digit lead over Bernie Sanders, but that lead is shrinking somewhat, which means those undecided voters could make a big difference.